Right, today's health and wellness conversation was actually inspired by a Twitter thread I saw a week or two ago. People were sharing about the strange things they had found while helping pack up their family homes and help, in particular, elderly parents to move into retirement villages, for example. And there was a very interesting thread about people finding, you know, their first pair of baby shoes in the back of a cupboard and books that they'd forgotten about. But the one that really caught my eye was Ndumi's tweet. She wrote, "When we packed up my parents' house, we found medicines that had expired 21 years ago. The most baffling thing was that we'd moved house in that time and they just took them with them." And funny story, but of course it reminded me that this is a very serious subject that perhaps we don't talk about quite enough. How you dispose of medication when it is past its best before date and what we should know about looking after medicines. It's not a safe thing to have old medication sitting in a cupboard where a child, for example, might find it and ingest it. The bigger question around storing medication is, of course, keeping it as effective as possible. But we're going to talk about both issues, efficacy and safety, today. If you've got questions about how you store your meds, if you're not sure about a particular item that you're keeping and whether you're storing it correctly, and you want to ask, you are welcome to tap into the knowledge of our guest, because joining me on the line is Johannes Ravela, who is president of the South African Association of Community Pharmacists. Johannes, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Pepa, and the listeners. It's a pleasure to be your guest this afternoon.
Thank you. We're often cautioned not to take medicines that expired. Is that because it potentially becomes toxic as it gets old, or is it more because it's just not going to be as effective as it should be?
There are two sides to this question. The expired medication can either be more dangerous, more effective, and thus elicit results that are not desirable for a human body, or they can be weak and not be effective to what we expect it to be. Mm-hmm. So it's always advisable not to take expired medication because of either too strong or too weak, and sometimes may even pose as a poison, as a danger to the body, because it's not what it's meant to do at that particular time.
I don't think everybody's even aware of the fact that every medication should have an expiry date on it. Or, Johannes, often you'll take something out the box and throw the box away and just put the bottle into the cupboard. What are the regulations around where those dates should appear to sort of help us be more alert to the fact that medicine does expire?
In case of a package that is in a box, normally it's blister packs that are packed in a box.
Yeah.
The box itself should have a batch number and also the expiry date. When you throw the box away, the blister packs should also have the same information, that is the batch number together with the expiry date. Even when we go to issues like a medication like liquid, the box itself should have the same information, and the bottle itself should be embedded with both the expiry date and the batch number. So every container should essentially show both the expiry date and the batch number.
Okay. Johannes, are some medicines more prone to a shorter shelf life than others? For example, are there particular kinds of medicines you'd like to flag that people need to be aware of the potential that they will expire quite rapidly?
The first thing that comes to mind is eye drops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eye drops, once opened, should be used within 30 days. And after 30 days, they must be disposed of in an appropriate way. But you find people after 2 days, they feel better and they leave the eye drops in the medicine cabinet. And some months later, the same condition erupts and they want to use the same medication again. And at that stage, it is no longer safe to use, because within 30 days, you must use it. And if you exceed that number of days, then it becomes a problem to the condition of the patient, in the sense that it may be contaminated, because eye drops are very sensitive, and we need to be alert to the fact that 30 days is the maximum. And even if the expiry date is 2025 and you use it now in April, end of April, it has to be disposed of. Sure. It shouldn't be used. It is no longer fit for human use. then we disregard the expiry date of 2025 and consider the fact that it has been used for, it has been opened in those 30 days and has to be used.
Gosh.
And after that, then it's no longer safe to use such.
It comes
at the top of my head that we need to be cautious when it comes to that.
I'm so glad you've mentioned that. I'm looking around the room. Five people and five sets of very large eyes right now are thinking how old the bottle of eye drops in our cupboard at home is. I'm so glad you flagged that. Now, very importantly, you said it should be disposed of responsibly. Let's talk about how to do that. Johannes, I think most people know you can't just pour old medication or flush old meds down the loo. We don't want those compounds entering our sewage and water systems. We know that that's not responsible, but a lot of people are unsure as to what is the responsible thing to do. What advice can you share with us on that front?
The best advice to give is wherever you bought your medication, wherever you got your medication, if it's a hospital, take it back to the hospital, to the pharmacy where they dispense the medication to you. Take it back to them. The pharmacist is responsible enough to know how to dispose of such medication. Similarly, if it's in private practice, take it back to the pharmacy where you bought the medication from. The pharmacist will take every step to ensure that he gets rid of it in an appropriate way. There are protocols that we follow, standard operating procedures that we follow, and as such, you won't find expired medication just thrown all over in the street, dustbins. No, there are protocols that are expected of us that we should follow. And I believe every pharmacist is responsible enough to follow such a protocol. So it is not safe to flush your medication because it contaminates our water system. It's true. And leaving it around, like throwing it into the dustbins, we know kids are quite curious. They may want to find out, you know, what to do with this medication. And I mean, we are trying to avoid danger. And it is only appropriate to take it back to the place where you got the medication from. And nobody can turn you away and say, no, I don't take expired medication back. So long as they are the ones that supplied you with the medication, they should be able to take it back and say, I will take the responsibility for this. Thank you.
Thank you. Johannes, follow-up question. Lucy emailing me to ask, are pharmacists allowed to charge a fee for that service? Because she says, hers will take back your expired medicines, but they will charge you for the disposal. Is that within regulations?
It's a difficult question. It depends. I know in public facilities, they don't charge. In private facilities, there may be a levy that is payable for a safe disposal of medication, because we do pay the companies that come and take the medication. We do pay them. They weigh the medication according to kilograms and whatever the system they use, and they charge us. So we may actually have to take the cost back to the patient to say, listen, you have to carry the cost of you not having used your medication.
Okay.
And yes, they may incur such costs. It is a possibility. So there is no law that says you can't. And to back it up, the Pharmacy Council has issued out the fees for which a pharmacist may levy. There are activities that we do, and we are expected to, actually not expected, but we are allowed to charge a fee for disposal of medication. So if you are charged a fee, it shouldn't come as a shock. It is part of the costs that we incur in practice.
Thank you for that. Just for anybody who's come in midway to the conversation, my guest on the line to us from Gauteng is Johannes Rebele, president of the South African Association of Community Pharmacists, talking to us about the importance of responsibility in disposing of medicines that have expired. You know what it's like. You decide to do a clean out of the medicine box, or you're looking for the tube of antiseptic ointment that you used ages ago, and then you find all kinds of other things that are actually well beyond their expiry date. What do you do with them? What's the best way to make sure that those are disposed of without posing a danger to anybody else? Johannes, on a slightly side topic, maybe you'd like to respond to this. Our listener Joan has written in asking, in terms of your relationship with your pharmacist, is a pharmacist required to offer you a generic if a doctor hasn't done so? Or is it the doctor's job to only prescribe the version of the drug that he feels is best? little off the main topic, but perhaps you could speak a little bit about the role of the pharmacist in alerting patients to the availability of generics?
As far as I recall, the pharmacist should discuss the issue with the patient, explain to the patient what he has in stock, because I think it's a question of having, carrying stock.
Right.
But he should also communicate with a prescriber to say, listen, you prescribed such an item and I have this item. Then the prescriber will authorize a generic substitution. But a pharmacist is not allowed just to substitute on his own. He needs to consult the doctor and the patient as well. And the patient has a right to say, no, I don't want a generic, I want the original. And in that case, obviously, the original, in most instances, it carries a higher cost. So there may be some fees that are payable if they are on medical aid. And if it's cash, obviously, it will be a bit more. But the pharmacist need to consult the prescriber and the patient. You cannot just do it on your own without consulting because of human rights. The patient has rights as well, and his or her rights need to be taken cognizance of. Mm-hmm. And taken care in an appropriate way.
Thank you for that. One last question to loop back to the issue of disposing of meds. Well, it's really just a comment. Our listener Mike saying, I've also been asked to pay a fee, which disturbed me. It really doesn't encourage people to dispose of their old medicines via the pharmacy if they're going to be charged for it. Mike, thank you for that comment. Johannes, anything else you'd like to just in closing say to our listeners about how they store their meds and how seriously they should take this issue of the expiry date?
Thank you for that, Pepper. I must first of all indicate a responsible storage of medication. In retail practice, have seen a situation where our patients are not storing medication in an appropriate way. We do indicate that you must store it away from children. And I've had cases, lots of cases, where children have accidentally taken medication because they were experimenting, or it's just the playful nature of children that they explore. Storage is very important. Some items need to be stored in the refrigerator because they lose their potency because of sunlight, because of excessive temperatures. So it's important to consider the storage conditions as stated on the container, on the bottle, or on the package. And away from moisture as well. Some medication lose their potency because they are exposed to high humid conditions. And as such, when you take them, you may say, no, this medication is not helping me, only to find that it's not actually the medication that's not helping. The medication is meant to assist, but the storage conditions, they wear it down in such a way that it is no longer effective. The expired medication, there is a campaign that's going to come up probably in September as well. We do encourage the public to take expired medication back to their pharmacists or where they bought the medication from for safe disposal and also for counseling. I mean, people have a tendency of changing doctors from clinic to hospital or wherever, and they have a whole basket of medication and they are expected to take them, and it is not necessarily appropriate because you need to take the medication back to the pharmacist and say, listen, this was prescribed for me. What is the most relevant medication that I should take? So that there is no polyprescription. That is, people mustn't take same medication with different trade names, hoping that or thinking that it's a different medication. Mm. And in that way, you find that you overdose, and it may cause undesired results on humans and family and the society at large. So it's important that if you have a few medication that you are taking, even if you are sure, you can take it back to the pharmacist and say, listen, assist me. I need to know which medication to take and which not to take, because I don't want to find myself taking medication that are contraindicated to each other. Some medication fight with each other in such a way that if you take them, it negates the effect of one medication and the other one is potentiated in such a way that it elicits more effect on the body. So, yes, there is a big role that we need to play as pharmacists, and we do play that role.
Johannes Mavele, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, President of the South African Association of Community Pharmacists.